This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is planning to push Democratic allies to publicly call out China for forced labor practices as a group of seven leaders gather for day two of their summit in England. The leaders also unveil an infrastructure plan meant to compete with Beijing's efforts in developing the world. President Joe Biden is trying to get fellow Democratic leaders at the Seaside Summit to present a more unified front to compete economically with China in the century ahead. The White House says Biden wants G7 leaders to speak out in a single voice against forced labor practices targeting Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday said Johnson & Johnson must throw away millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine that were manufactured at a problem-plagued Baltimore factory, but also cleared millions for use. Two sources familiar with the situation told Reuters that the agency had cleared about 10 million doses. The New York Times said that the batches being discarded amount to around 60 million doses, citing people familiar with the matter. Without disclosing or confirming the number of vaccine doses, the FDA said in a news release that it had authorized two batches of the vaccine for use and several other batches were not suitable for use and that others were being evaluated. The agency said it was not yet ready to authorize Emergent BioSolutions' plant for manufacturing the J&J vaccine. Production of the J&J vaccine at the Baltimore facility was halted by authorities in April. J&J was put in charge of manufacturing the plant. This is